Hallmark Channel presents Crown Media Productions. A snowy city skyline. Title, Mingle All the Way. People carry wreaths and put up lights and other outdoor decorations. Credits, Jen Lilly, Grant Dougherty, Casey Manderson, Sandy Sidhu, April Telic. A woman arrives at a house.
You guys home?
The house is fully decorated.
Sweetie, there you are.
Hi, Daddy.
Hey.
Hey. Oh. Hey, Mouse. You ready for your close-up? We're taking the family photo in front of the tree this year.
Yeah, but we always decorate the tree together. I brought some ornaments from the old house.
Oh, wow.
Hi. Hello, darling.
Hi, Mom.
Hi. You know, the service has been doing such a fantastic job on the exterior these past few seasons that I thought I'd have them do the tree this year.
Yeah, it's just we always have so much fun decorating the tree together.
Where's the angel?
Somehow it got lost during the move.
Sorry, Dad. I know that angel's been in your family ever since you were little.
Yeah, it's a shame. I mean, it was always my favorite ornament on the tree. I just loved sharing it with you girls. It's okay. Time to make new memories.
Exactly. And I didn't realize you were so sentimental. Michelle, tell your sister the big news.
Michelle, Mom and Dad exchange glances.
She's engaged. Your little sister is getting married.
What? Harry finally popped the question?
Mom, it's not official yet, but I did find a little bag from the jeweler, and I think it could be any day now.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to be the maid of honor, right?
Molly, baby, is there anyone special you would like me to add to our list? Because I'm finalizing the guest list.
Nope, it's just going to be me. But I'm really excited to see everyone. That'll be nice.
You know, if you come back to work, you'd have steady hours again. You'd be able to spend more time in your social life. How else are you going to find a Harris of your own? We haven't met somebody you've dated since Evan.
Yeah, I'm not really interested in finding another Evan. I'm interested in starting my own business.
All right. You get this out of your system, this app thing, and then you come back to Hoffman Accounting, where you belong.
You know how hard she's been working on creating Mingle All the Way.
Yes, I do. Yeah. And it's a perfectly fine hobby to work on in your own time.
You know, actually, Mom, I've always wanted to start my own company. And Mingle All the Way, it's already up and running in the App Store. We have quite a few users. That's...
We'll talk about this again when Daddy and I get back from Aspen.
Okay. Let's take this family photo. I kind of have to get back to my office and work on my hobby.
A man skips up the steps of a house and enters. A couple and child are inside.
Uncle Jeff!
Greetings, family. The decorations have arrived.
Thanks, but you know we bought plenty of ornaments already.
Aw, Frank, old buddy, you can't buy sentimental value. Some of these go back to when Erica and I were growing up.
Stop with your mom's angel.
Sorry, sis. I looked everywhere.
What angel?
When your mom and I were kids, we used to go to the store every year to pick out a decoration with your grandmother.
Sounds fun. Oh!
Mom nods.
Maybe we can go to the store to find one when we're done here.
Sorry, kiddo, but I have to go to the office this afternoon. This new ad campaign we're designing needs some serious fixing.
That's what you always say.
You're not even in the design department anymore, Jeff. Seriously, it's the weekend.
You promised you'd help me with my Christmas stockings and given them to my whole class.
And I will, I promise. But first, why don't we get this house properly decorated?
Yes. Let's do it.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And
what's in there?
Thank you.
Okay, come on. Let's get this tree together.
He hands bags of ornaments to the family. Now at Molly's office. She works at a desk.
Do you think the notes cover everything? Maybe we should go over the
We've checked them a zillion times. It's going to be great.
Let's just run the pitch one more time. Helen Lang isn't going to invest in my app unless the presentation is flawless.
Let's take a deep breath.
There is no time for breathing or eating, and don't you dare tell me that you've been sleeping.
Miss Lang is already interested. That's why she's invited us to this breakfast meeting at her private club. But you might actually scare her off if you show up looking like a deranged zombie.
Okay, fine. I promise that I will go to bed at a reasonable hour if you show me the updated logo.
Agreed. And maybe you could do something fun one of these days. You remember fun, right?
There will be plenty of time for fun once we get Mingle all the way on the map.
Ta-da!
Mingle app logo shows a couple shaking hands.
Molly? Are you in here?
Hi, yeah, come on in.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, and welcome. You are now officially in the Mingle All the Way headquarters.
Well, temporary headquarters. We'll have a proper office soon enough.
This is awesome.
Lisa, meet Tyler, my business partner and incredible graphic designer. Tyler, meet Lisa, my most successful friend. What are you doing here?
I just want to wish you good luck.
Oh, that's so sweet.
It's great to finally meet you, actually. I've heard so much about Molly's genius college roommate.
Oh, hardly. Molly is the real genius. I've made my match for the season, and I'm ready to mingle. Thanks to her incredible system, I no longer have to answer why I'm not seeing anyone again or go to my work functions alone.
Exactly. I invented my app for people just like you.
It's going to be huge. I am so proud of you for following your dreams.
Thanks.
You are coming to my Christmas office party, right?
I think I'm over Christmas. It's just become such a corporate ordeal.
How can you be over Christmas?
You have to come. The only way I was able to get Swift Technologies off the ground is because I took networking so seriously.
You might meet potential investors.
Fine. You know, you two make a very convincing team. I just hope that your idea of a holiday party is much more personality than my mother's.
You'll enjoy it, I promise. Oh, and hey, Molly, if you have any worries with your Christmas parties, you can always join Mingle All the Way.
That won't be necessary. Somebody has to stay here and handle the business.
I'm right here.
At Jeff's office, he sits at a desk as a colleague comes through and notices his work.
Yo, Jeff.
Hey, are you still working on that Brady mock-up?
Is that code for... Thanks, Jeff, for fixing my disastrous efforts on this ad campaign. I'm happy to help.
You're needed in the boardroom. Mr. Grayson's making an announcement. That, looks surprisingly sharp. Ish.
At a restaurant with Tyler and a woman and man.
She's a successful CEO, career-driven, and a leader in her field. Yet whenever she's invited to a corporate event, the only thing people ask her is who she's dating and why she isn't married yet. See, Lisa doesn't want you to set her up on a blind date. She wants your business card.
My niece has a similar complaint. She's a lawyer. Well, yes, your algorithm is rather impressive. That's actually why I invited you here today. I'm interested in working with emerging innovators in tech.
Molly is even being interviewed on the local news this week as an entrepreneur to watch.
We believe that our app is ready for the next level. With an infusion of capital, we could hire a full staff and market on a larger scale.
Tell me, why is Mingle All the Way different than all of the other dating apps out there?
Because our matches aren't created for romance.
Excuse me?
Unlike traditional dating apps, Mingle All the Way isn't for people looking for a relationship. Our users are perfectly happy remaining single. They simply need someone to go to an event with them.
Imagine showing up at your industry party or parties with an ambitious and intelligent person on your arm. Not only do you make a great impression, but you have someone to navigate the crowd with.
Once a match is made, our pair agrees to a set of events where they will be each other's platonic plus one. We find it to be an extremely efficient networking arrangement.
I know a ton of friends that would love to try something like that.
Before I invest in anything, I would really like to see it in action. So, tell me, Molly, do you use Mingle All the Way?
As a matter of fact, she just joined. Molly has so many parties to attend this season, we agreed it was the perfect time for her to experience Mingle All the Way for herself.
Why don't I demonstrate why mingling is the next major social innovation?
All right. Why don't you spend the next few weeks as a Mingle All the Way user and then bring your match to our Christmas gala? If I am aptly impressed, who knows? There might be an investor in your stocking.
Sounds great.
Wonderful.
Molly and Tyler smile across the table. Now at Jeff's company, Grayson, a man addressed as employees gathered around a conference table.
Hello, everyone. I am delighted to share some very exciting news. Grayson Advertising will be opening its first Los Angeles office right after the holidays. Now, the person I appoint to run this new office will be someone who fits with our corporate philosophy. And here at Grayson, we value stability and commitment in our executives.
That's very reasonable, sir.
I'll be making my decision before the new year.
The man consults Brent.
Thank you. Will you and Melissa still be able to join us for dinner tonight?
Absolutely. We can't wait.
Jeff notices the invitation.
I can just send you a postcard from L.A.
Slow down, Brent. We're both in the running for this. Plus, I look good in a tan.
Molly walks briskly down a sidewalk, then stops when she notices a gold angel ornament in a shop window.
Welcome to Treasures. Candy cane.
Oh, thank you. Is that an original Reynolds department store angel?
Sure is. Someone just brought her in this morning.
Oh, my goodness. That's amazing. It looks exactly like one I had as a little girl. Thanks.
She sets the angel on a table and turns to look at another item. Jeff sees the angel and picks it up.
The spacing probably needs to be 30% bigger. It's not going to look right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, I'll just adjust it when I get back to the office.
Excuse me. I was just about to buy this angel, and...
Oh. I just saw it a moment ago, but I had to take a call.
Oh, is there a problem?
Well, no, I hope not. It's just I saw this angel first, and I was going to bring it up, and I was going to buy it.
Shopping works, and I was going to start a tradition with my niece,
and
this is going to kick off her collection, and so I'm more than happy to help you find something for your dad.
Should we flip a coin?
No, it's... I really need to take this call. Hey, Tyler,
wait, I really will help you shop.
She takes the call and leaves the shop to talk. Molly answers another call at home.
Hey, Michelle, what's up?
It's official. Harris and I are engaged.
Mom is already obsessing over the plans.
As my maid of honor, I need you
to be 100% on board. We can talk about it at the pre-Christmas dinner.
Your wish is my command.
Mals,
are you sure you don't want me to talk to Harris
about, you know, fixing you up with his cousin Mark?
Yeah, really don't. But thanks.
I know you haven't had the best of luck
dating, but, you know, if you just change your...
You know what, actually, Michelle? I'm getting ready for my news interview, so I gotta go. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, fine.
Good luck.
Will do, and congrats.
Jeff works on stocking designs.
As the holiday season approaches, are you dreading the question, why are you still single? If so, there's a new app developed right here by one of Cedar Falls' own that could be the solution for you. Using Mingle All the Way, you make a match and agree to accompany each other to your seasonal events. Purely platonic, no pressure, and...
Guess there is an app for everything these days.
Molly and Jeff collide.
Listen, well, I am on my way back to the office right now, so I will see you soon, and you are amazing, Tyler.
His stockings fall.
Oh, that's great. That's really great. That really adds some unique detail.
Here.
You?
Here you go. Liz, I'm really sorry. I could buy you some new Christmas stockings if you want.
These aren't for sale. I made these all myself.
Oh, really? Well, I could help you clean them.
Oh, it's fine, really. I have a creative process.
I didn't realize Christmas stockings were so artistic.
It's okay, look, just try not to mess up anyone else's aesthetic vision today, okay? I gotta go.
He rushes off.
Yeah, well, you try not to steal anyone else's Christmas gift idea today.
At the office, Tyler holds a sign.
Hi. So I'm thinking we hang this up until we move into a real office, and we'll change the seasonal motif of the artwork throughout the year. Easter eggs for spring, beach umbrellas for summer, autumn leaves for fall.
You're the best. You think we're ever going to be able to afford this?
Definitely. We are going to get this investment. I know it.
Yeah. I wish I had your confidence. What's your secret?
Just look inside yourself. You'll find it was there all along.
Okay.
So, Molly Hoffman, are you ready to start your Mingle All the Way profile?
Oh, I still can't believe you burst out with that suggestion.
Why? Number one, it's a great way to show Miss Lang how the app actually works. Number two, I think it'll actually do you some good.
Well, I guess if I do have to go to all those tedious Christmas parties, then I can kill two birds with one stone.
That's the spirit, sort of. And as a bonus, you get to give your social life some much-needed attention.
Is my mother brainwashing you?
She does have a point.
You know what? It is old-fashioned comments like hers that motivated me to start Mingle All the Way in the first place. My mother wants me to spend all of my energy finding a boyfriend, but I have no intention of being diverted by a relationship.
At a Christmas fair, Jeff joins his sister's family.
Hey.
Hey, you mean it.
Hey, Riley. I think these are what you've been waiting for.
Perfect. Thanks, Uncle Jeff.
Welcome, kiddo. It's for you. So, I think I need to find a date.
That's a great idea. It's about time you got back out there.
Please don't get too excited. It's nothing romantic. Mr. Grayson keeps inviting my colleagues out to these couples dinners, and I need to be included.
There's no other way you can get his attention?
Not really. All the top execs are family types. I need to fit in.
Well, wouldn't be a tragedy for you to go out once in a blue moon. There's more to life than work.
Focusing on the business side of the company is how I'll move up. Please, just help me with this promotion. You must know some single women I could take to my office Christmas party.
None that want to play pretend with you.
At Molly's office.
Okay, my friend. Enough stalling, enough analytics. It's profile time.
You're right. Talking about myself is my least favorite hobby, but I can't put it off any longer.
But I can see that you kind of want to, so how about this? You go outside, get some fresh air, find something to do that doesn't involve sitting in front of a computer, and I'll set it up for you instead. I think I know your hobbies well enough to get it sounding like you.
You are a prince. Oh, but hey, don't put anything cheesy on my profile, okay? No long walks at the beach or anything like that.
Got it. Business plans and spreadsheets it is. And I'll add some personal stuff to give it some flavor. Nothing too personal, but, you know, you want a match that you can have a good conversation with, right?
Yeah, go ahead and add puppies on the list. You know, any guy that likes puppies must be tolerable company.
Yeah, get out of here.
So, what's your game plan?
You ever heard of Mingle All the Way?
You're joining online dating?
Not quite. It's a unique thing for networking, but I think it's my best option if I want to impress Mr. Grayson. And besides, I don't hear you throwing out any ideas.
Oh, well, no, I am setting you up right now before you change your mind. I will arrange everything.
Just make me sound appealing. Girls like puppies. Girls are into that, right? Okay, I'll text you with my upcoming schedule. Thank you so much.
Trust me. And I will let you know as soon as I've got your first date set up.
Bye.
He walks off as his sister talks to her husband.
Once he dips his toes back in the dating world, he is going to remember how great it is to have a real relationship.
Tyler and Jeff's sister, Erica, navigate the app. On Tyler's computer screen and Erica's phone, we see that they each receive a 94% match. Jeff's picture shows up on Tyler's screen, Molly's picture shows up on Erica's phone. Another day, Tyler comes into the Mingle office.
Morning, partner.
Morning.
So, have you heard any news from Miss Lang?
Yep, I told her you're good to go. I will monitor your progress and send her updates as your events unfold. Starting tonight, by the way.
Oh, so you found a match then. How does he sound? You think we'll get along?
Oh, definitely. Your match score was 94%. Your schedules align perfectly, and according to the personality component, you have loads of compatible interests.
Well, that's a relief. At least we'll have something to talk about.
What can I say? Your algorithm is perfect. So, Jeff will meet you at 7 p.m. at the coffee stand near Lisa's party. I figured since we encourage our matches to meet up one-on-one to make sure they're comfortable, you should do the same.
Yeah, definitely. That's perfect. I'll show all the ins and outs of how Mingle All the Way works.
It'll be great, I promise. Oh, also, your profile does say that you work for a tech startup, but I thought it best to leave out the whole you develop the app thing, so I left that part vague.
Smart. This guy might get a little concerned if he thinks I have access to his information.
Exactly. Oh, Molly, one more thing.
Yeah.
Wear something festive.
Molly taps Jeff on the shoulder at a Christmas fair. He holds two drinks in cups from a vendor.
Excuse me, are you Jeff?
Both their eyes widen as they recognize each other. He finally smiles, then she does.
Three times in 1 week? At least no collisions this time.
When they say good things come in threes.
Oh no. Are you? Molly?
Guilty as charged. Listen, my friend arranged this for me, okay? I didn't realize you were my match. I would never.
Trust me, neither would I. I knew I shouldn't have let my sister set up my profile. Here. Looks like I got that for you.
Extra whipped cream. Nice touch.
He hands her the drink.
So this is probably a mistake. Let's just forget about this. We could both rematch with other people.
I mean, I could find someone a little more gentlemanly.
And I can find someone a little less clumsy.
On second thought, they say third time's a charm.
Are you saying you actually want me to be your guest?
Mm-hmm. Yes, please. Listen, it'll at least be entertaining. And I'll still go with you to your office party tomorrow.
And you promise not to trip all over me. And I can have your dessert.
I'll try my best and sure.
Deal.
They shake. Lisa talks to a guest. She sees Molly and Jeff and moves to greet them.
You came.
Oh, Lisa. This is so elaborate. Oh, let me introduce you to Jeff. Jeff, this is Lisa. Lisa, Jeff.
Pleasure to meet you, Jeff.
Pleasure's all mine.
Molly, wow. You look fantastic.
I didn't know what color you were going to wear. I would have matched it to my tie.
How sweet. Looks like you have a real gentleman on your hands.
Oh, yeah. Chivalry is alive and well.
And what kind of work are you in, Jeff?
Advertising. I'm in business development at Grayson, but I started as a designer.
Amazing. I want to introduce you to Kevin.
Yes, yes, please.
Inside.
Kev. We have Molly to thank for pairing us up this season.
I love what you've created, Molly.
I can't take all the credit for it. I just make the suggestion, and it's up to you to see who suits you best.
That's true. So how do you guys know each other?
Oh, we met the traditional way. Girl meets boy, boy ruthlessly steals girl's amazing Christmas gift idea.
Girl mercilessly ruins boy's Christmas stocking. The standard stuff.
He puts an arm around her.
One of my biggest clients just arrived. I have to say hi. But you guys circulate. Enjoy yourselves.
Nice to meet you both.
Likewise.
They face each other.
So am I behaving acceptably for you?
Yeah, so far so good, but the night is young.
A waiter arrives with the last glass of wine on a tray.
Actually, ladies first.
Oh, no, I wouldn't dream of it. Taking the last item is your signature move, right?
Neither moves to take the wine until the waiter finally walks away.
So, have you done anything like this before? Mingle all the way, I mean.
Oh, no. But I hear it's great.
I don't know. It's a little weird, honestly. But desperate times, as they say.
I'm sorry, are you calling me desperate? Because as I recall, you also needed a plus one.
So I was referring to myself. I need someone impressive to introduce my boss, so he'll invite me to his personal event.
So you're saying I'm impressive. Oh, yeah.
Ooh, now we're talking. If you will remember our deal.
Oh, yeah. Is it possible to get one of these cakes with the whipped cream on the side?
Of course, you're one of those.
One of what?
The type who can't just enjoy something without making it complicated.
Okay, cool.
She grabs an hors d'oeuvre and eats the whole thing.
If I stand corrected.
Back outside.
So I gather your startup's also in tech? You hear, what, scoping out the competition?
Oh, no, Lisa's my best friend. And our companies are really different. I mean, mine's an app for efficient scheduling.
Well, she throws one heck of a Christmas party.
Yeah, if you're into that sort of thing.
Who isn't into Christmas?
I'm kind of over it. I just feel like it's a whole lot of obligations and fanfare for nothing. It's just not enjoyable anymore.
Now I get it.
Get what?
You're a Grinch. I knew there was something off about you. Lack of holiday spirit.
What? No, that's not it at all. I'm just really busy, so I'd rather focus, you know, all my energy on work instead of waste time with phony motions.
Waste time? Enjoying the most magical time of the year?
You're messing with me.
Wrong. I live for this season. Maybe someday you get to try my famous eggnog. The secret ingredient is cheer.
Yes,
mind if I take a pic of you two?
No.
Nonsense, yes.
That's embarrassing.
Oh.
No, I don't.
Yes.
I don't wear bras.
Say Christmas.
Christmas.
They don silly hats. At the office.
How is Jeff?
Awful. He's totally smug. He's way too into Christmas. And to top it all off, he's the guy I told you about who stole my dad's Christmas gift.
What?
Yep.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Man, he seemed like a perfect match. His profile was ideal.
It's fine. I don't have to like the guy. I just need someone who will go on a few work events with me over the holidays.
Fair enough. Well, I'll leave the negative report of Jeff out of what I send Miss Lang and hope for the best, I guess.
Her photos are already uploaded to Lisa's company website, so you can forward those to her as well.
Nice. Further proof of the two of you together. Let's check this out. Wow. You wore props.
He wore props. Nope. You can just go ahead and turn that around, because I am not in the mood at staring at his annoyingly handsome face all morning.
Well, hopefully your mood changes, because you're going to be staring at that annoyingly handsome face all night.
Yeah.
Brent to Jeff.
Hey, Brady team wants to see the budget for their campaign.
Here, and tell them they can contact me directly if they have any feedback about the new design.
No, it's not necessary. Mr. Grayson made me point person on all the creative decisions, so I'll just take it from here.
He did?
How? Oh, hey, did Mr. Grayson invite you to the caroling night? Oh, no, that's right. It's a couples only thing. Never mind.
Hey, sis.
So, how was the date?
It was not a date.
It was not great. You must know.
You're being picky, as usual.
She is
the most uptight person I've ever had to spend an evening with. She's basically
a fun exterminator, who already can't stand me, by the way.
So, did you call it off?
Nah.
She's the type who tucks her shirt in. Mr. Grayson's gonna love that.
At a nice skating rink, Jeff looks at his watch, holding two pairs of skates.
Right on time, just as I predicted.
You're not actually expecting me to skate, are you? As I recall, you accused me of being clumsy.
I assumed you'd be resistant to the general concept of fun, so I took the liberty of renting these. Just a few laps on the ice, for show, and a stop in the restaurant to introduce you to my boss.
Brent notices Molly arrive.
So are there any activities you don't enjoy, or is everything fun and games to you?
Well, I don't love folding my laundry. But who does?
I find it very therapeutic.
Why am I not surprised?
Later, inside at the party.
Oh, Jeffrey, there you are. Brent was just telling me all about his honeymoon.
I'm actually working on a pitch for a travel company. I thought I could use my own vacation as inspiration.
I'd love to work on it with you.
Well, actually, I need you to crunch the financials. But Brent, why don't you and Melissa stop by this weekend for lunch and we can take a look at some of your ideas? Jeffrey, you have not introduced me to your guest.
So sorry, where are my manners, Mr. Grayson? Brent, may I introduce you to Miss Molly Hoffman, my girlfriend.
Pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure's all mine. Jeffrey hasn't mentioned that he's been seeing anyone.
Well, I tend to keep my personal life personal, that's all.
Molly, mm-hmm. Just curious, has Jeff told you about his interest in moving to L.A.?
Oh, yes, of course he has. Jeff and I tell each other everything, and I fully support his dreams.
Thank you.
Well, choosing the right person to head up the L.A. office is certainly going to be a tough decision.
Oh, well, whenever I'm faced with a difficult choice, I just make a rigorous list of pros and cons, and then I cross-reference it with objective statistical data. I find it very helpful.
Okay, darling, no need to get all nerdy on us.
Quite prudent, young lady. Jeffrey, don't go hiding her away anymore. Say, would you two like to join me and my family for caroling next week?
I would miss it.
Well, that's terrific. Now, if you'll excuse me.
So, how'd you two kids meet anyway?
Oh, well, Jeff and I met at a negotiation seminar. Oh. Jeff bested me. He has a finely crafted technique.
Being far too kind, we both know you let me win.
Oh, no.
You know, I would love it if you could just maybe show me a tip or two.
Oh, I'd be delighted, just as soon as I tweak your design.
Okay, it doesn't need tweaking. It's fine.
His eyes widen at Molly.
You killed it. That was amazing.
What were you doing?
What do you mean?
I mean, you had no business calling me your girlfriend. I mean, come on, Jeff, you know how the app works. It's for networking, not fake relationships.
I got a little impulsive, but it worked, and it was amazing, and my sister is going to owe me a drink when I see her tomorrow.
Tell your sister that you will be caroling alone.
She scoffs and walks away. In her office.
Ty, I think I completely messed up. Do you think it would be too late to start over with a new match? Be honest.
It's not ideal. I mean, Miss Lang's already seen both your profiles and how the match was generated. So, yeah, it's not going to look good to tell her your first match was a misfire, especially since you created the app.
Right. Perfect timing. Hi, Mom. How are you?
Good. I was just calling to see if you're still on for family dinner.
Well, that'll be nice.
Is there anything I can bring? Maybe a dessert?
No, Michelle's making her apple pies, so just bring yourself.
I don't suppose there's any reason to set an extra place at the table, right, for a guest? Because
I was speaking with Vivian, our old neighbor, and she said that
her son Philip was back in town. So I was thinking...
Well, tell Philip he'll have to find another date, because I have a new boyfriend.
Tyler raises his eyebrows. Molly walks into a restaurant.
Okay.
Little higher.
Higher.
There.
Yeah.
Hi. Excuse me. Listen, I know you're having a private event, but I'm just looking for Jeff.
He's right there.
Thanks.
Eric indicates Jeff.
Look, I made a mistake, and if you would just let me...
Look, I have a proposal for you. You need help with your boss, and now I need help with my mother, so what if we just... keep our events as planned, plus dinner with my family, and then I will say whatever it is you want me to say to your boss.
Jeff scowls. Now they both smile.
Would you like to be my fake boyfriend for Christmas?
I thought you'd never ask. I actually do have a potential client dinner coming up tonight.
Oh, well, I would just be delighted to join you, darling.
She looks around the restaurant.
Wow. This place hasn't changed a bit. Sorry, I have to see this. I used to live nearby when I was a kid, and my parents would work late. My sister and I would do our homework here after high school.
So you've always been in there. Wow, that must have been back when Frank Sr. was running things.
Do you think maybe if we knew each other back then, we'd get along?
During high school? Not a chance. I was cool.
Oh, please. You were president of the AV Club all 4 years.
Oh, you can never tease me again. Hey there, I am Molly, and you are clearly my new best friend. What do I owe you for that bit of information?
Yeah, that one's on the house. I'm Erica, I'm Jeff's sister.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Riley arrives.
Jeff, we're ready to start decorating the ornaments.
Oh, why don't you say hi to Molly here?
Hi there. Oh my gosh, I love your outfit. Do you work for Santa?
That's just my dad. The real Santa's in the North Pole.
Molly mimes locking her lips.
She's really cute. Well, I should go. Jeff, just text me where to meet you later, okay?
No, stay. You can help me with my ornaments. We make them every year.
Actually, I think Molly's allergic to Christmas.
That is a terrible thing to say. I would love to help you, but, you know, you're going to have to help me because I don't know what I'm doing.
Okay, I'm going to find my favorite paintbrush. You can use that one.
Okay. Oh, so sweet.
She is.
Yeah, I better go help her. You're gonna be all right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Me and my new gal pal are gonna swap some juicy stories about you.
Yep.
Jeff leaves Erica with Molly.
Hey, I know that you guys didn't exactly hit it off at first, but I can assure you my brother's a really good guy.
Yeah, he'll make a decent wingman.
I'm glad he's out socializing. And it's good that you guys matched, even if it is only for business purposes. That is all it is, right?
Yeah, my business is up and running, so I don't have time for a relationship.
Well, I guess you both had good reasons for joining Mingle All the Way.
Come on, everything's ready.
Oh, good. This will be fun. Wow, I think we were going to be crafting today. I have zero aptitude for this stuff.
Aptitude? This isn't the SAT. It's called merriment.
Oh! She spills glue.
I'm sorry.
It's... forgivable.
This doesn't look like a networking arrangement to me.
I wouldn't get your hopes up.
Threatens to dab her with glue.
Don't.
Now outside.
So I've been trying to land this account for ages. I haven't brought in any significant new clients in a few months, so this would be a really big win for me.
Okay. Well, let me know if there's anything in particular you want me to say.
I have so many ideas for a new Diamonds Are Forever campaign.
Heather, you should know that Jeff has a very thorough creative process.
I like the sound of that.
You could even call it his aesthetic vision.
Jeff, why don't you send me a cost proposal of what you have in mind, and we'll take it from there.
You'll have it before the holidays.
Wonderful. Now, shall we order dessert?
You think they have anything with the whipped cream on the side?
Darling, I think they're playing our song. Shall we?
Jeff and Molly smile at the couple.
When in Rome?
You asked me to dance.
Maybe.
Jeff reaches for her hand to help her out of the booth. She takes his elbow and they proceed to the dance floor. They begin a slow dance, arm in arm, beside the other couple, on a dance floor decorated for the holidays. She gently leans her head against his chest and he leans his cheek against the top of her head. At the office.
Morning, Ty. I brought us a peppermint latte.
Thanks. That's very merry of you.
This looks cheerful. Did you do all of this?
No. Lisa offered to help in exchange for my graphic design know-how. Apparently, I was recently described as incredible.
Lisa was here. When?
Yesterday, while you were getting things squared away with Jeff. Are things squared away with Jeff? Don't lie to me. Are you guys still a match? Because I need to update the report for Miss Lang.
All straightened out. We even went to a party together last night. But don't worry. I made it Mingle All the Way official so you can send the details to Miss Lang. I think this plan is actually going to work, Ty.
Good. That's a relief. One more thing.
Dress more festive.
Okay, two more things. I think you should write about your experience with Jeff for the website.
Like a founder's testimonial?
Yeah, it'll be the piece de resistance for Miss Lang. Lisa's also teaching me French.
Leaving a cafe.
Thanks so much for making time for your dad, sweetheart.
Yeah, of course. I would never miss our annual pre-Christmas hot chocolate date. I wish we kept up with more of our old traditions. Mom's been even more intense than usual this year.
She only wants the best for you. Here, I made some notes on the Mingle All the Way figures that you sent me. You've done a terrific job, sweetheart. I can tell how passionate you are about this.
Thanks, Daddy. I really appreciate that. Well, I should get going.
Meeting this boyfriend of yours?
I'll see you in a couple days. I love you, Daddy.
I love you, too.
He watches her leave. Now at night, a group wraps presents.
I didn't expect to see a restaurant moonlighting as a gift wrapping center.
Technically, this is a Grayson event. We like to support local organizations whenever we can. It's part of an ongoing charitable program. I offered up the restaurant this year as a gift wrapping venue.
I think you meant to say that I offered up the restaurant this year. It's nice to see you, Molly.
Good to see you too, Erica.
So, sis, where should we set up? Molly is a Christmas novice, so maybe we should stick to the cards?
Oh, no. I might not be artistic, but I am amazing at gift wrapping.
All righty.
Perfect. Alrighty. Two seats, right there.
Excuse me?
Wow.
Perfect.
Jeff and Molly settle at the long table and talk as they wrap.
Okay.
Kids are going to be so excited when they get all these gifts.
Sure. Our company actually donated toys this year. They're going to be dropped off at the Children's Hospital on Christmas Eve.
That's nice.
For once, my dear brother here is being far too modest. This is his event.
He organizes all of Grayson's charitable events.
This was your idea? So, are you working on any commercials lately? Are you responsible for creating the concepts or what?
Fortunately, don't really get to spend a lot of time being creative these days. Kind of just a corporate suit now.
You miss it?
Yeah. But my ex, Ashley, she's the one who encouraged me to make the switch. She always thought there was more growth potential on the business side. The more I thought about it, the more I kind of figured she was right.
So then, your colleague, Brent, he does all the designing?
Yeah. Except he doesn't have a creative bone in his body. He pawns off all his work on everyone else and takes all the credit.
Mr. Grayson doesn't notice it?
No, he sees Brent's persona as a reliable team player. But if everything goes well, Mr. Grayson will be hearing about me and my girlfriend representing the company tonight.
Oh, yeah. Got your back, babe.
Thank you. Because I could use a fresh start in L.A.
Her smile fades.
Oh, before I forget, I need you a little something. It's just a little gesture to apologize for making you feel uncomfortable with the ring.
She unrolls the paper scroll to reveal a pencil drawing of a person driving a sleigh.
You drew this?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Now outside.
You know, you really didn't need to walk me home.
Well, may not have been a real date, but I am still a real gentleman. Sometimes. So what does a woman like you need to mingle all the way for, anyway? I mean, not so bad to be around.
Thanks. I guess I just use it for the same reason as most mingle all the way users, you know? I want someone to join me for the holiday party circuit, but I don't want to have to worry about romance.
Real partner in networking crime.
Mm-hmm.
That is a handsome fir.
He checks out a tree.
Where'd you get your Christmas tree?
I don't have a Christmas tree.
You don't have it. Is grinchiness part of your heritage? Because I need to know what I'm fake dating into here.
No. When I was little, we did the whole traditional Christmas thing. And I absolutely loved it. But then I got to high school and my mom decided that winter break would be the perfect time to take a ski vacation instead of celebrating at home. So, I don't know, every year it's just gotten a little less special.
What's it like now?
My parents still go to Aspen every year for Christmas. Ever since their company started doing really well, my mom just became hyper-focused on impressing her clients. That, and wondering about my dating prospects. You'll see.
I'm sorry.
Christmas isn't fun or merry or really a true holiday for me anymore.
Couldn't take the heat. So you got out of Santa's kitchen.
He is hit by a snowball.
Oh, come on, let's go.
She encourages him to run off. At the Mingle office.
Okay, sounds good. Bye. Well, Miss Lang sounds happy. She's loving all the pictures from your events, so keep them coming. And I told her I'd send her some more screenshots of what it looks like on the app, too.
Oh, good. You know, I almost slipped up yesterday about being Mingle All the Way's founder. I will be relieved when this is all over.
I bet you will.
That looks good.
Jeff texts, I've got my apron all ready. See you tonight, your elf.
Confirming tonight.
He smiles at her reply. I'll be there with jingle bells on. Your Grinch.
Okay, I'll see you after lunch. Oh, and I started my founder's testimonial. Will you take a look at that?
Will do.
Molly and Lisa at a restaurant.
Jeff recommended this place. He works around the corner, so hope you like it.
Good. Things are still going on with Jeff. He's so cute.
Yeah, hey, Lisa, listen, we're not actually dating. We're just using Mingle all the way. I'm sorry, I should have told you sooner.
Oh, that's too bad. I thought you were giving dating a real shot.
This? From Mingle All The Way's biggest fan.
Yes, I am. I'm only using the app for now. Thank you. Kevin and I have gotten along just fine using Mingle All The Way.
But I think I'm finally ready to start looking for that special someone.
Well, that's great, Lisa. Well, any guy would be lucky to be with you.
I could say the same thing about you. Picture your ideal guy.
All right. You'd have a quality education. Analytical skills, great at time management.
Do you want him to have fast typing speed too?
That would be good.
I'm kidding. Are you looking for an office manager or a boyfriend? Accomplishments are important to me too, but what about personality?
You're fine, what's on your list?
I'm looking for someone who can make me laugh,
mm-hmm.
but also I can have a serious conversation with. Mm. Most of all, I want someone who can see the real me.
Yeah, but aren't you concerned that you'll lose yourself to the relationship? That's what happened with me and Evan. That's why it had to end.
I don't think that happens when you find the right person. Molly, you are a catch, and you deserve to be happy.
Brent takes a bite of food from a nearby table and grins. At home.
Hey, Michelle, what's up? I just finished shopping for Mom and Dad. Oh, I had to buy all my gifts online this year.
Enough with the small talk. Are you going to tell me about your boyfriend?
It's not really a big deal.
Not a big deal. I want the details.
You know what? I will have to tell you later because I am going to an event that Stephanie Rollins is hosting.
Oh, that's amazing.
You've been following her career forever.
But, okay, just give me something.
You'll get to meet him tomorrow.
Bye.
They hang up and Molly scowls. Molly arrives at a women in tech event. She joins Riley and Jeff.
Hey.
Looking rather joyful today.
Thanks.
Hi, Molly. I'm Uncle Jeff had to babysit me today. Is it okay I'm here?
Yes, it is more than okay. I'm so excited to see you. He told me you were coming. We're going to have a lot of fun.
Have you ladies met Molly Hoffman?
No, hi, I'm new to the group. Miss Rollins, it is an honor.
Hi.
Your book inspired me to start my company.
Molly is going places, big places. I suggest you take her card.
Do you want an apron?
I actually don't think that you want me anywhere near icing, if that's okay.
But it's certainly not okay. You are our teammate, and our team plans to win. Let's go get us ingredients.
Get some good ones. Hi, Molly. Hi. It's great, you know?
Hi.
Hi, Tyler. I didn't know you were coming.
Neither did I.
Kevin is sick, so I asked Tyler to join me as my baking partner.
And you know how much I love competitive baking.
You love competitive anything. Wow, your uncle is very talented.
What can I say? I only watch a lot of baking shows.
Clearly.
The group makes gingerbread houses.
I guess never quite mastered the art of gingerbread house making.
No, but you look cute trying.
Hey, you know what? If we don't win, you are a huge hit with this crowd. Thanks a lot for talking me up. Stephanie Rollins and I are actually going to have lunch together.
First of all, we're definitely going to win. Second of all, my pleasure. That's what I'm here for.
Molly checks out Lisa and Tyler's house.
Wow. Don't curse your day job, please.
I think they need some help.
I think they need a lot of help, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know we were allowed to heckle.
A for effort, though.
Thank you, sir. Don't listen.
So, that's your business partner. You never told me anything about your app.
Oh, it's called Book It. And, well, the details, which is for you. I just need to get a lot of investors so I don't have to close up shop and go back to work for my parents.
Wouldn't that be so bad?
It's just my whole life. My parents have really wanted me to follow a certain path, and I've always wanted to be my own boss, you know, and then have things handed to me.
Make your own mark. I can respect that.
Thanks. Yeah, so I figure, you know, if I can't make it with me, with my app, then at least I know I tried, right?
Okay, everyone, it's time to announce our winner. And first place goes to Team Riley.
Now at night, Molly and Jeff meet at a sidewalk sale where she spies a scarf.
Hey. You ready to meet my mom?
That'll be fine. Mom's with me. So what should I expect?
Roast beef for dinner with a side of criticism. Oh my gosh. I have to get this for my mom. I can never compete with Michelle's perfect gifts.
Could you help me find Riley's perfect gift instead? Thank you for letting me come along. Despite my past shopping behaviors.
Yeah. Well, we have come a long way. And you know what? I would be happy to help you find a gift for her because she has been talking to me about this doll that she wants, and I know exactly where to find it. Thank you. Merry Christmas. Come on.
Arriving at Molly's parents' house.
Relax. I'll be right by your side. I promise to make this night fun.
Okay. Molly, what are you doing outside? Don't get your chill. Come.
Yeah.
You must be her boyfriend.
It's such a pleasure to finally meet you, Miss Sophie.
Thank you.
I brought you my famous eggnog.
Okay. Thanks.
The mother accepts the container, turns to lead them in, and scowls at the drink.
Everyone, this is Jeffrey, Molly's new beau.
Hi.
Thanks for including me tonight. Wow, this room could be in a catalog.
Oh, yeah. Isn't it fabulous?
It's beautiful. I think they used a new synthetic on the pine needles.
Maybe.
Oh.
Excuse me.
Oh. Who is this? Should I be jealous?
That's Evan, Molly's college boyfriend. Nice to meet you, Jeff.
Hi.
Jeffrey, why don't you sit down and tell us about yourself? Molly hasn't shared anything.
Oh, well, Jeff works at Grayson Advertising.
Oh. I play golf with Lloyd Grayson. He's an excellent golfer.
Wow.
Love to join you sometime.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Jeff works at a company that provides a 401k.
Nice. I have a 401k.
So what is on the agenda? Should we play a game?
Well, typically we do our gift exchange prior to sitting down for dinner.
Oh, great. Molly should go first.
Oh.
He gives Molly's dad a blue box.
This is for you, sir.
Thank you.
Molly knits her brows.
You left that one in the car.
The angel from the shop.
Oh, I can't believe it. How did you find a replacement? This is so wonderful. Look at that.
Well, I'm so glad that you love it, Daddy. Jeff actually helped me with that one.
Oh, let me see. Look,
first. Yes, it's the one that broke.
Yeah. Molly leans to Jeff.
What about Riley and starting your new tradition?
I just figured we could go to the store and pick out something new together. And I wanted you to have the angel.
Okay, who's next?
Harris. This one is for you. Go.
Okay.
It's a fitness monitor, so you can sync it to an app on your phone.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Kids on these apps. My gosh. I mean, in our day, the only apps we were talking about was bruschetta and cheese puffs.
Well, I'll never understand this. I just don't understand all this.
Yeah, well, how could you understand it, Mom? You've never asked me about it.
Molly, seriously, it's time to just let go of this project and come back to Hoffman.
Veronica, not now. We're supposed to be celebrating.
She needs to hear this. It's just too risky to go out on her own like this.
Yeah, well, I'd rather take a shot than risk being an accountant.
And what is wrong with being an accountant?
Nothing. Look, Mom, it's perfect for you. Okay, and it's just, I don't have a passion for it. And Mom, I'm sorry if that messes up your big life plan, but it's my life that you're planning.
Molly, your mother just wants you to be mindful about the future.
No, she wants to control my future.
Okay, why don't we open more gifts?
I'm so sorry, I need to get some air. I'm sorry.
Everyone watches her leave the room. Her mom moves next to Jeff.
Oh, Dad.
Jeffrey, I apologize for the dramatics. She'll calm down.
Mrs. Hoffman, don't you see what an incredible woman she is?
Of course I do. She's just not acting with any sense.
All she wants is to create her own success, make you proud.
Young man, I don't think I need an education on my own daughter.
Forgive me. I disagree. She's thoughtful, dedicated, intelligent. She's even funny. When you give her the chance. And maybe you don't appreciate her. But I do.
Molly listens from the hallway. The Christmas fair.
Well, congratulations. You've officially survived the Hoffman family dinner.
But I still haven't fulfilled my promise of giving you a fun evening.
They get in a horse-drawn carriage.
Shall we, milady?
What?
Oh, I insist. After you.
Thank you. Like you're drawing.
All right. So, tell me about this Evan character. Why'd you guys break up? Even klutzier than you are?
We both know that's not possible. No, he was a nice guy. I think the future he envisioned only included his dreams. He never really supported mine.
And then?
And then we graduated and parted ways. I guess as far as breakups go, it's pretty painless.
Maybe your heart just wasn't in it.
Yeah. Probably right. That, and I promised myself that I would never lose sight of my ambition because I got distracted by a boyfriend.
So that's why you use Mingle All the Way. You keep guys at arm's length.
Yeah, sure, okay. Well, it takes two to mingle. What's your story?
You bet me to take the reins right now.
What?
We'd be halfway to Canada with me at the helm.
You are a menace to society. Those Angelinos aren't gonna know what hit them.
Well, this menace is gonna be on your arm. At all the extra events we've added to the schedule. Hmm.
Christmas tree.
Wow.
Oh, Christmas tree.
Beginner's luck.
Your leaves are so
Cheers.
changing. Oh, Christmas tree,
a montage of photos from parties. Brent listens in as Mr. Grayson talks to Jeff.
Good morning, sir. Do you want to take a look at this proposal for Diamonds Are Forever?
Absolutely, but I also stopped by to make sure that you had my address for the Christmas festivities.
Molly and I look forward to it.
She's a real keeper, Jeffrey. And I have to say, I've noticed a real change in you lately. I can't remember the last time I've seen you so engaged.
Brent clasps his hands in fists and returns to his desk. At home, Molly sees the Christmas tree on the front porch. She reads the attached note. Here's some cheer, please don't jeer. Your Christmas elf. P.S. Check the mailbox. She finds a small box with a red ribbon in the mailbox. Inside is a computer mouse ornament. Now inside, she stands the tree up in a corner. Jeff smiles at a text from Molly. Grinch seeks decorating expert. Apply within. She laughs at his reply. Experienced elf available for decorating duties tonight. Must be paid with dinner. Molly responds, you're hired. Lisa barges into the Mingle office.
Lisa, hey.
Hi, Tyler. Is Molly around?
No, she's out running some errands. What's up?
I had a meeting nearby and thought she might be free for a last minute lunch.
Right. Well, I'd be happy to join you instead, if you like.
That sounds awesome.
Great.
Now outside, Jeff jumps up the steps of Molly's porch. He carries a red bag.
Jeff Scanlon, reporting for elf duty.
Oh, surprised you didn't arrive here on Santa's sleigh.
Don't be absurd. Santa's in the North Pole finalizing his naughty and nice list.
Oh, what are the chances I made that list?
I regret to inform you, I've seen the list and you are on probation on the naughty side.
What?
But these might earn you some points toward an upgrade.
I also made you a Christmas movie curriculum, so...
Wow, old curriculum. Mm. I'm nervous. Come on.
He glances around her home.
This place is very Molly-esque. Disciplined. A hint of subtle whimsy is dying to get out.
I thought we could start with dinner and then get to the tree.
You're the boss. What's on the menu?
Well, I have prepared my signature dish. Takeout pizza a la Molly.
Oh, no. No, not on my watch. Kitchen this way.
She follows him into the kitchen.
I'm not exactly gifted in the culinary arts.
Yeah, I think I gathered that.
He digs in her refrigerator and pantry, removing ingredients.
Oh, I can work with this. This is good.
Oh, you bake and you cook?
Well, not so much anymore. Quite as much fun cooking for one.
Oh, yeah, that's I feel that way every time I get takeout, you know? I always have leftovers. So what happened with you and Ashley anyway?
Oh, well, we were together 2 years. I started looking at rings. Thought that's where we were headed.
And then?
One day she told me she didn't see marriage in our cards. At first, I wasn't ambitious enough, and then when I followed her advice to pursue the corporate track, she said I didn't have enough time for her, which is pretty ironic, huh?
Yeah. Sorry.
And the breakup was a shock. I'm over it now, but sometimes I do miss having that person around who always had my back.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had that.
At the Grayson office, Brent reads Molly's testimonial on the Mingle All the Way website. He grins. Now at Molly's dining table, Molly sets her knife and fork on a cleared plate.
My compliments to the Jeff.
Now it's time to make like a tree.
And leave?
And leave, yeah.
I think you mean decorate the tree, right?
Yeah, okay. Right.
Okay.
At the tree.
Wow. You bought me all these ornaments?
No, I did not buy these. These are from my personal stash. I have been collecting these for years. Along with snow globes. I get a new one every city I visit.
You are one of a kind, sir.
Yeah, I know what you're thinking. It's lame for a grown man who loves snow globes.
Thinking it, yes, but I wasn't going to say it out loud. There is nothing wrong with lame hobbies because I, for one, belong to a knitting club. It's true.
My mom gave me my first snow globe when I was a kid. Keeping the tradition helps me remember. I guess that's part of the reason I love the season so much. My family always made it feel so special.
It's really sweet. But Erica and Riley, aren't they going to miss you when you move to LA?
Sure, I will. Let's circle back to this whole knitting club thing.
He catches her when she falls from a stool into his arms.
My knight in shining tinsel. That was a close one.
Yeah. Close one.
They look into each other's eyes before pulling away. Molly's mother enters the Mingle office.
Hello.
Mom?
That's a good time to talk?
Yeah, hey, what are you doing here?
Came to see my daughter's office.
They both apply hand moisturizer.
Oh.
It's very charming.
Are you making fun of me?
No, I'm not. I'm sorry. Your Jeffrey gave me a good dressing down about my attitude.
Well, I hope he didn't offend you. He's very encouraging about my project.
No, I'm glad. It's high time I came to see what Mingle All the Way was all about.
Wow. Just said Mingle All the Way without gagging.
Well, Michelle showed me how it works, and it's very professional. It really is.
Well, we're still hoping for a bigger launch, but we try.
Molly, I have no doubt that you are going to be a success at whatever you choose to do. I'm proud of you.
You have a funny way of showing it.
I wanted to push you because I didn't think you were thinking things through, striking out on your own like that. But obviously, I was wrong.
You're never hard on Michelle.
Michelle's a very different person. She needs constant validation, but you've always been so confident. I just knew you could take more pressure.
Well, to be honest, Mom, I just act confidently around you because I'm trying to impress you.
Did it ever occur to you that I wanted you to come back to work with me because I just like having you around?
Molly's grin turns into a smile.
Listen, Daddy and I had a talk, and we've decided this is our last year in Aspen. We'd like to start having Christmas as a family again, with all the old traditions.
Yeah, I would like that a lot.
And I know you two have your father-daughter time together, and I was thinking maybe you and I could maybe start our own one-on-one
thing?
Activity thing.
Yeah, that would be fantastic, Mom.
They hug.
Now, these didn't turn out quite like they looked on the internet, but we could have a treat.
I think they look delicious.
And Jeffrey's famous eggnog. It's actually shockingly good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm really glad you came.
Me too.
Hey, how did you know that Dad was the man for you?
Well,
Jeff and Erica.
Do you think that you're going to stay in touch with Molly?
I mean, we didn't exactly discuss it or anything, but sure, I don't see why not. I am going to have to check on her progress with that must-watch movie list I made her.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to send her some simple recipes. That girl is hopeless in the kitchen.
Okay. Can you honestly say you don't have feelings for her?
I feel that she is an intelligent and interesting person. But you're asking romantically.
Okay, I have to tell you this. Your face never lit up when you talked about Ashley the way it does when you talk about Molly. Are you sure that Ashley broke your heart? I mean, isn't it possible she just wounded your pride? It's time you stop hiding behind your work and get back out there.
What difference does it make? Molly isn't interested in me.
Are you so sure? I mean, isn't it worth finding out?
Jeff checks out a photo of Molly on his phone. Now at the Hoffman party, Jeff and Molly arrive.
Tinsel time is here again. So put up your Christmas tree.
Well, you seem a lot less anxious than the last time we visited your folks.
Yeah, well, I had a really wonderful conversation with my mom. Thank you. By the way, I wanted to thank you for standing up.
I have no idea what you mean. But whatever your mother may have heard was all true.
Molly, sweetheart, you look wonderful.
Steady?
Jeffrey. I see.
Hi, Mom.
Sweetheart, thank you so much for coming. It wouldn't be the same without you.
Yeah, of course.
Neither of you.
Molly.
Hi.
Hey, you look great.
Thank you.
Jeff.
Harris.
Good to see you again.
Yeah.
Hey, would you mind helping me and the caterers unload some champagne?
Sure, yeah.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Jeff.
That's great.
This looks great.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh, there's Mr. Markelson's. We really should go say hi.
Yeah, go, please. No,
okay.
Yeah, go.
All right.
Lisa and Tyler.
Hi! Oh my gosh! I'm so glad you guys came!
Molly, it's so good to see you. It's been too long.
Too long.
Too
long. Is this festive enough for you?
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah, good. Hey, where's Kevin?
I think my mingling days are over.
Oh. Oh. Oh, I see. I should have introduced you two earlier. Wow, this is amazing.
Yeah, it kind of is.
I deleted my account yesterday.
Oh. You did?
Oh, hey, before I forget, I've been meaning to ask you, who does your advertising?
No one.
Perfect.
Everyone's attention, please.
Good evening, everyone. Reginald and I would like to thank you all so much for joining us and celebrating this festive season. You know, many of you have been with us for years, but we'd like you all to know how much we value everyone. We'd also like to congratulate our daughter, Molly. You all know her from The Office, but she has now started her own venture. So congratulations, darling.
She smiles at the crowd.
And tonight's celebration is really special for our family because we have the joy of announcing the engagement of our daughter, Michelle, and her fiancé, Harris. Congratulations.
Michelle smiles at everyone.
We'd like to thank everyone for coming. Happy holidays to all.
Happy holidays.
Thank you.
Hey, hi.
We were just talking about you.
Hey, Lisa, good things, I hope.
Well, if it isn't the gingerbread champion. Good to see you, sir.
Yeah, you too, Tyler.
Come on, Tyler. Buy me a drink?
The drinks are free.
Jeff and Molly.
Hey, how are you? You doing okay?
I don't know if this is the best place to bring this up or not, but, there was something I wanted to ask you about.
Oh, you sound very serious. What's the punchline?
Molly Hoffman, I think you're fantastic. And I was hoping that after all our matched events are over, maybe you and I could actually go
on. Hey, Jeff.
A woman arrives.
Ashley.
Molly turns to see her.
Hi, Jeff.
What are you doing here?
Well, Michelle Hoffman is my accountant. Hi.
No, yeah,
I'm sorry. I'm Ashley Brock. Molly, hi. I'm sorry. I hope I'm not interrupting anything.
No, you know, you two should probably catch up. Really nice to meet you, Ashley.
You too. I'm actually so glad that I ran into you. I've been thinking about you a lot.
What's up?
No.
Tyler and Lisa leave. Michelle joins Molly in the kitchen.
Hey, what are you doing here?
I'm just looking for water.
Mm-hmm. I know Ashley Brooke, and she doesn't hold a candle to you.
Listen, Michelle, there's something that I should know, and you can't tell Mom, but Jeff and I, we aren't really...
I know. But I think you could be.
I need to find Molly. It's supposed to be her date tonight.
Oh, it's okay. Just before you go, I wanted to apologize for everything.
It's okay. Really. It's good to see you, Ashley. Merry Christmas.
Good to see you, too.
Molly sees them hug and leaves the kitchen.
Pardon me.
Jane and Pepper.
Yeah.
As Jeff makes his way to the kitchen, Michelle points him toward Molly leaving the party.
Hey, there you are. I'm looking everywhere for you.
I wasn't feeling very well, so I'm going to call an early night.
Okay. We're still on for Carolyn tomorrow night, though?
Yeah, it's part of the deal.
Okay, we'll feel better.
She leaves. Now at home, Jeff reclines and looks at Molly's information on his phone. At her home, Molly puts the computer mouse decoration on her tree. At the caroling event, Jeff stands alone. He checks his phone. Molly finally arrives.
Hello, welcome. Come on in. Merry Christmas.
She looks at him without smiling, and he knits his brow.
Molly, so glad you could join us.
Sir, Molly and I can't wait to try those restaurants you recommended. We just love trying new places, don't we, honey?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Thank you.
It's also fun to stay in and watch a movie sometimes. Getting Molly up to speed on popular culture.
Of course. Feel free to select a favorite song if you have one. Will you excuse me?
Molly swallows and gives a small grin.
You okay? You still not feeling well? Because we can leave. Go.
No, I'm fine.
We didn't get to finish our conversation last night. Maybe we can talk after this.
Actually, I think I have to rush home to get a lot of work done, so.
On Christmas Eve. There's something important I want to ask you.
If I could have your attention, everyone. Before we start the next song, I would like to let you know about our exciting new client. All thanks to Jeffrey.
Brent and Jeff knit their brows.
I can't read, right?
Lisa Turner from Swift Technologies called me personally, and she wants us to create a national campaign for her and insists Jeffrey spearhead it.
Jeff smiles.
And a very Merry Christmas to all of you.
You arranged that?
I'm going to go look at the songbook.
Great work landing Swift Technologies.
Thank you, sir.
And is Molly okay?
For sure. She's fine, sir.
Hey, tell us more about Molly. We barely know anything about her.
She's a tech entrepreneur. Her scheduling app is currently being capitalized by Lang Enterprises.
Scheduling? Yeah, that's an interesting way to describe Mingle All the Way.
Mingle what?
Oh, it's a tool that very busy guys like Jeff use to rustle up fake girlfriends.
Brent, what are you driving at?
It's very fascinating, sir. In fact, I was just reading Molly's founder's testimonial on the Mingle All the Way website.
Brent.
Yeah, here we go. This Christmas, it's networking success 1, dating anxiety 0.
Please don't.
I'm Molly Hoffman, creator of Mingle All the Way,
and a proud member.
My match, Jeff, and I have compatible schedules and interests and a mutual gain in accompanying each other to our seasonal events.
Can I see that?
Yeah.
We aren't looking for romance, and that's totally okay. Helping each other navigate the holiday season was the entire point of our successful mingling experience.
This was posted today.
So this was all for show, Jeffrey.
This is extremely disappointing.
Yes, sir. It certainly is.
I should go.
Molly leaves, and Jeff follows her. Outside the party.
So you were just using me.
We were both using each other. That's what we agreed to.
Maybe. But I thought we developed a real connection.
Jeff, we've been lying to Mr. Grayson all along.
Yeah. But I never lied to you. Good luck with your presentation, Molly.
He returns to the party. Molly's mom answers her phone.
Hello, darling. Merry Christmas. Daddy and I are having a wonderful...
I messed everything up.
What do you mean? Is it about the app? Because if Helen Lang isn't coming through with that investment, honey, we can talk about it.
No, it's not that. It's Jeff.
Listen, Mom, I've been lying to you about our relationship,
and you don't deserve that.
At Erica's house, Jeff watches Riley open a gift.
Merry Christmas, kiddo.
Wow, look at that haul.
Thanks, Uncle Jeff. I love her.
Molly helped me choose everything.
Well, Riley, you're going to have to make sure that you call Molly to thank her.
That won't be necessary.
You're in a mood? Aren't you going to some big gala with her later?
Not anymore. I'm not feeling very festive. I'm gonna take a walk, clear my head.
You forgot your last gift.
Molly dropped it off for you. She wanted you to have it Christmas morning.
Jeff opens the gift. A card inside reads, Merry Christmas. To my favorite elf. Just a little something to remember me by. XOXO, your reform Grinch.
Oh, that's sweet.
He reveals a snow globe with a couple skating inside. On a bench at the fair, Jeff ponders the snow globe as Mr. Grayson passes.
Mr. Grayson? What brings you out today? Merry Christmas, sir.
I'm on my way to my son's. The real question is, what are you doing here? Rushed out of my house before we had a chance to talk.
Mr. Grayson, I'm so sorry.
Oh, that stunt that Brent performed was despicable. A true Grayson teammate doesn't spite his colleagues in that manner. Believe you me, Brent and I had some words.
Everything he said was true. I haven't been honest with you, sir, and it's time I stop pretending.
Jeffrey, I know a man in love when I see it. I'm not so sure you are pretending at all. Look, you don't need a girlfriend to prove to me you know how to commit. I just needed to be certain that you were dedicated to an executive role, and if you're willing to work this hard just for the position, well, then you've got me convinced. The LA office is yours, if you want it.
Jeff smiles. Tyler and Lisa at a party.
Okay, if she turns around, I'm gonna have to say something, so what should I say?
Talk about the food.
About the food.
The hors d'oeuvres are delicious.
That's great. I'll use that. That's great. Where is she?
As Molly arrives, Lisa and Tyler motion to her to hurry.
Hey, where have you been? We've been waiting.
Cut her some slack. Don't worry about being late. You're right on time.
Jeff isn't coming. I ruined everything.
What happened?
He read my testimonial and found out the truth. He hates me now.
Molly, I'm sorry, I wasn't thinking.
No, it wasn't your fault. I don't know what I'm gonna say to Miss Lang. She's gonna think I'm a failure.
You know what? Forget about her for a second.
Yeah, how are you?
What? No, it doesn't matter. I can't face her yet. What am I supposed to say? I can't face her until I know what to do.
Okay, come on.
Lisa leads Molly away.
Listen to me. You are Molly Hoffman.
Creator of Mingle All the Way.
You got this.
Wish me luck.
Molly approaches Mrs. Lang.
Sorry, excuse me for a moment. Molly, I have been trying to have a word with you all night long. So where is your match that I've heard so very much about?
Well, the truth is, Miss Lang, the truth is...
The truth is, I was running late. Jeff Scanlon, it is a pleasure to meet you, Miss Lang.
Likewise.
I know you're considering an investment in Mingle All the Way, but I think you should stop considering it.
Oh?
I can't think of a better idea.
I know, I don't regret signing up for it.
So you feel that your match with Miss Hoffman was a success, in spite of your reluctance to have a relationship?
Meeting Molly was the most successful thing to happen to me all year. It taught me about the kind of woman I should be with.
Do I detect something between the two of you? Something more than the functional arrangement?
Jeff and Molly stare at each other.
No.
They finally break their gaze.
We used Mingle All the Way exactly as it was intended. There was never...
Yes, Miss Lane. There is. I'm sorry for misleading you, but I've developed real feelings for Jeff.
Ma'am, sorry. There's someone you really need to meet.
Oh, I'll be right there, Connor. Thank you. I'm sorry, will you excuse me a moment?
Jeff smiles at Molly as Mrs. Lang walks off.
Sorry, I kept you waiting.
It was worth the wait. So what happened with Mr. Grayson? Was he angry?
Yes, he was. But at Brent, he offered me the promotion.
Wow, that's great. Congratulations.
I didn't take it. I don't need L.A. to be happy. Everything I need to be happy is right here. I don't want to be that far away from Riley. Or from you.
Molly smiles.
So, what are you going to do instead?
I told Mr. Grayson I want to get back to designing. And he's going to let me oversee the department. I'm staying right here in Cedar Falls.
That is fantastic. So?
Lisa and Tyler.
Sorry to interrupt. What'd she say?
Oh, I haven't heard yet.
Molly, I've put some thought into it. And I think that the concept for your app is... sensational. And it's even better when you get something more out of the experience than you expected.
It is? That's great.
So I am very proud to say welcome to the Lang Enterprises family.
Thank you so much.
Way to go, Molly.
Well, shall we go celebrate with a toast?
We shall.
Everyone follows Mrs. Lang. Jeff stops Molly under some mistletoe.
Merry Christmas, Molly.
Merry Christmas, Jeff. And just to be honest, I have completely fallen for you.
That is good to hear, Molly Hoffman. Because as it stands, I feel the same way.
Spill all your emotions on the table.
They kiss.
And let me see your heart upon your sleeve.
So how about we go on a proper first date?
That you never ask. What are you doing for New Year's?
No. Let me check my schedule.
She throws her arms around his neck and they kiss again.